NPR's Alex Chadwick talked with NPR's Eric Westervelt, who is traveling with the 2nd Combat Brigade of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. They're about 70 miles south of Baghdad.
You must be about as far forward as anybody is.
Yeah, the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division is the most the furthest north, and they're waiting for the right time to launch any kind of ground attack. Who knows when that could come. There continues to be both heavy artillery and air assault attacks on Republican Guard positions, particularly the Medina Division of the Iraqi Republican Guard. Last night, MLRS, that's Multiple Launch Rocket System, heavy artillery, illuminated the sky for several hours as the artillery was heading presumably towards the Medina Division or other targets in the north. In addition, there's been some artillery fire and attack helicopter strikes against those positions for several days. I think the weather today, given that it's a pretty nasty sandstorm with high winds, is keeping some of the attack helicopter runs probably to a minimum, if not eliminating them altogether. Fighter jets can still do some bombing runs in this kind of weather, although it does make targeting and takeoff a little more tricky because of the high winds and the low visibility.
How far away is this Republican Guard division, this Medina division?
Well, Army intelligence is not entirely sure exactly where the Medina division is, if there's been any movement. There's been some small-scale movement of forces connected, they think, with the Medina division, but it hasn't been a large-scale movement to date. And any time Saddam Hussein has tried to move some forces further south, attack aviation has usually eliminated it. There were several tanks yesterday that started to move southward, and those were all destroyed by Air Force and Navy fighter jets.
Is there ground fighting going on with the unit that you're with now? That is, are they exchanging fire with anyone?
There's small-scale firefights going on. They've secured this area around Najaf, and really what they've been faced with is small-scale, almost guerrilla-like tactics on a daily basis. There's some mortar fire. There's some anti-aircraft artillery fire that they're actually using against ground forces, so pointing the anti-aircraft guns towards ground forces. There's an Abrams tank rolling by. That's the big sound there. But Alex, these are small-scale attacks by a small group of people. Just last night, about 10 Iraqi militiamen in a pickup truck tried to enter this area around Najaf, and kind of these probing little assaults, and they were killed by the 2nd Brigade Group's troops that are here. And just this morning, they've discovered a series of bunkers nearby. Some scouts on a reconnaissance mission found them. There were fresh food in there. There were ammunition. There were bulletproof or Kevlar vests. So clearly, Iraqi soldiers had been there even just a few hours earlier. They're in the process now of going through those bunkers, and they'll blow them up probably in the next hour or two.
But you're halted right now, Eric. You're waiting for a break in the weather. You're waiting to secure positions. When do you think you'll start moving again?
Well, it's a decision of the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division and Central Command. I'm not sure when they're going to start moving, and I couldn't say if I did. But clearly they're in a position to start doing that if they wanted to in the near future. But it looks like they're going to continue to, as they put it, soften up Iraqi troop positions with artillery fire and with attack aviation.
Eric Westervelt, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Alex.
President Bush has asked Congress for about $75 billion to cover the costs of the war in Iraq for the next 6 months. Most of the request, about $63 billion, is for direct military expenses, payroll, and replacing war materiel and equipment used in the fighting. The president also asked Congress for $8 billion for humanitarian aid and post-war reconstruction expenses. Another $4 billion would be used for improved homeland security because of the likelihood of increased terrorist threats to the United States because of the war. Administration officials said President Bush's request is just the first of several. Eventually, war costs might be double the $75 billion estimate.